Back on Show Me Today, State Rep Ian Mackey of St. Louis wants a bill to designate the corn dog as the official state fair food. Now, Mackey says a bill like this has been great. It's breaking the ice and bringing the legislators together when things get heated. And he loves corn dogs. Who doesn't?
Well, quite simply, it is my favorite food at the fair. I will say that is why I filed the legislation. It happened to be some good friends who also thought it was their favorite food and said, I think you ought to do this. And I said, okay, I think you're right, I should. But more broadly speaking, my interest isn't necessarily in ensuring that our state statutes change in order to enshrine forever and ever the corn dog as the eternal state food of the state fair. It's really more so to have a little fun and bring a little brevity to Jefferson City and the Missouri State Legislature. When I ran for office, my campaign slogan was bringing people together, and that is what I try to do. That is my goal in all of my work. And filing this piece of legislation has began more conversations, been more of an icebreaker than I think any other piece of legislation I've filed in 4 years. So I continue to file it, and it continues to gauge people's interest, and it continues to open the door to any number of topics that might flow from a conversation that begins with corn dogs.
Okay, bringing people together, but you could be pushing some people apart, because what if they don't like corn dogs?
You never know what's going to bring someone to the table. And I can tell you, there's been plenty of folks who began a conversation with me because they didn't like the idea that a corn dog would take precedent over, let's say, a fried pork tenderloin or a fried Oreo or any other fried item you might find at the state fair. And I understand where those folks are coming from. I don't necessarily completely agree as to that topic, but you'd be surprised how quickly you can move on from the discussion of corn dogs to something really substantive with someone who's come to the table to talk to you about corn dogs. It doesn't take long to say, we can agree to disagree on that. Let's talk about something really important facing Missourians.
Now, what has been the best corn dog trash talking you have heard as a result of this bill?
Oh, well, there's, you know, so the great thing about a bill like this is there's always a day in session where, you know, one side of the building is waiting on the other. The House needs to take an action before the Senate can move. The Senate needs to take an action before the House can move. And often that's a time to debate bills like this. So state designations, new holidays. Sometimes that gets a little contentious when we're talking about naming a day after Rush Limbaugh or, you know, something like that. But often it's a fun, sort of lighthearted, easygoing sort of afternoon where we just sort of sit around and talk about the things we like. And we find out, you know what? Somebody that I vehemently disagree with on an issue that's important agrees with me about corn dogs. So we can start a conversation about that. Or somebody disagrees with me about corn dogs and they want to talk about it, but pretty soon we move off of that and talk about somebody else. But then certainly there are folks, and, you know, I got to be honest, usually they're lobbyists. Usually it's the lobbyists that are just talk the worst about stuff. Like, talk the best about it too, but really talk the worst about it. There's been some folks who just, I guess the people they represent, the interests they have are just extremely anti-corn dog, I guess. And they just feel the need to really go down a road that, you know, it's full of puns and sarcasm and takes up a lot of space on social media. For whatever reason, it gauges their interest, and that's fine by me. More attention to the corn dog, the better.
Okay, best corn dog pun. What was that?
Oh, the
you
best
remember?
Corn dog pun. Well, I don't
keep
know
it
if
clean.
I can say it on the radio.
Okay.
I was going to say, all the puns I'm thinking of have a word in them that you usually use to refer to hot dogs. It is a legitimate word that the Oxford Dictionary tells me means a hot dog, but it starts with a W and ends with an ener, and that's usually been most of the puns involve the term wiener.
Oh my gosh, of course. Well, it sounds very bipartisan in nature, so that's good. What is the appropriate way in your eyes to eat a corn dog?
Oh my gosh, well, it's got to be piping hot. It's got to have a little bit of that oil still caked on the outside. It's got to be firmly separated. That caking has got to be firmly separated from the wiener. And then when you bite inside, it's got to release all that steam. It's got to be piping hot, release all that steam. And then preferably I just dip it in straight as yellow as the mustard can be, that bright, bright yellow mustard. None of the like, you know, fancy stuff in the season. That's the bright yellow mustard. Dip it in piping hot. Can't beat it.
Okay. I got to tell you, you know, when I went to the state fair last year, I mean, it was like corn dog central. I saw people eating more corn dogs than anything else there. So you might be on, you might have some support for this thing. Do you feel like your heart pumping and about ready to jump out of your chest by the time you get like halfway into that state fair corn dog? Because they're huge.
Oh, they are. They are. And, you know, it's the perfect walking around food, right? I mean, I love a pork tenderloin sandwich, but you got to sit down. You know, there's plenty of other foods you can eat that are going to run down your arm or make a mess or require a pile of napkins. That corn dog, you're just walking right up to that Ferris wheel line. You're walking right up to, you know, throw those darts and break those bottles and win that stuffed animal. And you're eating your corn dog all along the way. And you got, like you said, you go another 10 feet, there's another corn dog. It's just, it is the epitome state food fair.
Well, okay, so the other thing is that I'd like to know, you may or may not know, but is the hot dog, is the corn, are the sticks, are these all Missouri made products, or are we talking about stuff that's made in China?
That I don't know. Yeah, I assume that depends vendor by vendor. I would assume that there are certain vendors who pay more attention to that than others. Of course, the hot dog has its own storied history in the state of Missouri. Just the simple idea of putting the wiener between two buns and eating it came from the World's Fair in St. Louis in 1904. So there's, you know, there's a long storied history of the hot dog's presence in the state of Missouri. And so, you know, I would hope certainly that the sticks and the cake and the wiener are all produced in the state of Missouri. We're a big pork state. We got a lot of pigs. We got, you know, plenty of pig scraps laying around for hot dogs. So I would hope that they're all made here, but that I can't speak to, and maybe that's an idea for future legislation.
Yeah, because, you know, this might be where you get pushback, is if this is not Missouri-made stuff, you got the pork place and you got the beef house down the way. All that stuff, hopefully Missouri made, right? And so, you know, you could get some pushback that way. But
I would hope everything at the state fair is Missouri made.
I would sure hope so. Yeah. So where's your bill at in the process at this point?
Well, it has not been referred to committee, and if anyone would like to see that change, they should contact Speaker Dean Plocker. I don't have his number handy, but it's on house.mo.gov, and they should contact the Speaker's office and ask that this bill be referred to committee immediately.
Now, let me know if you bring in the Wiener Mobile to gain some traction on this bill, okay?
Oh, absolutely. We tried last year. We got a little bit of a late start. Didn't hear back, but we started the process earlier this year, and we have high hopes.
All right. We will be following this bill and see where it gets this year. Any final thoughts? Anything else we need to know about when it comes to trying to designate the corn dog as the official food of the Missouri State Fair?
Regardless of whatever email or phone call someone's about to make who's listening to this, I would just say keep it fun. Just try to remember to keep it fun. That's all.
What's your favorite part of the Missouri State Fair, by the way, besides the corn dogs?
Oh, besides the corn dogs, I would have to say, I mean, you can't beat the Ferris wheel. Oh, but you know what? I tell you what, every year, and people don't believe me when I tell them this, I am really, really good at shooting out those little stars. You got to shoot out the entire star with that little gun. And I am so darn good at shooting that pellet gun at that little star. And people every year, they're like, no, that's not you. You don't do that. And every year, and it surprises me too, but every year, and sometimes it takes two or three tries, but I get that whole star shot out, and I got a koala bear right now with glitter and sequins all over it in the back of my car, still from the fair this year. I haven't found what to do with it yet. That's my favorite part, is shooting out that star.
You need to take video of that, I think, so we have proof that you're
that
good.
I got one somewhere.
Do you?
I got one somewhere. I think so.
Good stuff. All right. State Representative Ian Mackey. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.